Welcome to Doing Good Things for Kids, a show featuring the staff, faculty, and students of the Northfield School District who are doing important work building the future of our city, our community, and our society. Here is your host, the Superintendent of Northfield Public Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman.
Welcome to the Doing Good Things for Kids podcast. I'm Matt Hillman, the Superintendent of Schools in Northfield, Minnesota. Doing Good Things for Kids is a monthly conversation with high-performing Northfield School District staff. And this month, I'm proud to be interviewing Juan Trinidad, the head custodian at Bridgewater Elementary School. Welcome, Juan, to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So, Juan, the purpose of this podcast is to be able to help our families and the community get to know some of our exceptional staff a little bit better. So we're going to have a conversation here about your role at the school and what it means to work for the Northfield Public Schools. So, you know, we'll start off with a fairly straightforward question, which is, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you became the head custodian at Bridgewater?
I'm from Mexico. I grew up in California. During my junior year in high school, I moved to Minnesota, specifically here in Northfield. When I was here, I would say at the end of my junior, beginning of my senior year, during that summer, I participated in a summer program at the middle school, and I was an EA right there. I was an EA...
An educational assistant working with students.
Exactly. And I really like it. It opened a lot of curiosity to see what was the environment in the school district. After that, after I graduated, a few years later, there was an open position for the middle school as a custodian. I applied for it, and I got it. I was a custodian at the middle school since 2015, and then I became the night lead for around... I would say 2023.
Sure.
I'm not really good on dates.
That's okay.
and then there was a position at Bridgewater for a head custodian. I applied for it, and thankfully I got it, and that's how I'm at Bridgewater now.
That's awesome. So, you know, you talked a little bit about high school and the experience you had working with students in the summer. So was working in the school setting something that you always wanted to do? Did you always know that you wanted to do that? Or was it something that happened unexpectedly to you?
It was a little bit unexpected, but expected at the same time. Mm. Because that summer, that curiosity stayed with me for a very long time. And I always wanted to know what was, because I experienced it as a student. I wanted to experience it as a staff. And then when I got that position at the middle school, I got to know and I learned a lot, the things I didn't know that happened that us as students back then, we didn't know at all.
All the work that goes into making a school run, and it's pretty transparent to students, is it? They don't always see all of the work that goes on behind the scenes, do they?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I love those origin stories about how people came to be in education. There are actually so few people who set out with the desire to be a teacher, you know, or a custodian, or someone who works for community education. There's always these great origin stories, and so thanks for sharing that with us. So, Juan, for those who might not know, what are the key responsibilities of a head custodian at an elementary school? Not that there's any typical day, but what are those kinds of duties that an elementary head custodian has?
That's a very good question, because it comes back to what I didn't know as a student. we or at least in my position, I'm responsible of the building or the school to have heat in the winter, to be able to have AC during the summer, and that all the hot days that we get. I also make sure that all the activities have everything they need before school, during school, and after school. I communicate with my staff, with my supervisors, with the other staff in the building, just so we all know what's going on, so that way we can all work as a team.
Yeah, I think people take a lot of things related to the building for granted. You know, when they walk in and it's warm in the winter, they just assume that's going to happen. When it's a 95 degree day out and they walk in and it's cool and comfortable, they just don't think much of it. When they walk into the gymnasium for the Bridgewater Veterans Day Assembly, which is really well attended by our school community, people don't know who set up those hundreds of chairs on the gymnasium floor. So I appreciate how you shared that a lot of the things that a head custodian does are things that people take for granted most days, and they don't see that work that goes in behind it.
Yeah. Like I said, like for a good example, it's the heat in the building. When I was a student, I thought that was just the way the building was supposed to be. I didn't know all these other things, like, oh, there's an actual boiler that provides all that heat for all of us. There's actually an AC that provides all the cool air. I thought it was, oh, yeah, you can just open your window and you get the fresh air.
And you've had some specialized training to be able to operate that equipment.
Yes. Yes, yep. I have. And that's something I really like about the school district, is that allow me to grow even more. For example, recently I got my license to operate the pool at the middle school. I'm always looking forward to keep growing, and the district really gives me this opportunity to continue with it.
That's awesome. So what do you love specifically about working at Bridgewater?
I really love that I feel all the support from my staff, from the other departments, because it makes me feel very good to know that my work is being seen. And especially whenever we have snow, and I have to throw salt outside or shovel the sidewalks. That's something I do. But whenever you see the kids walking in with that smile, that, hey, I'm walking in a place that it's safe for me, that's priceless. That's something I really enjoy.
So I know the answer to this question already because I've observed this personally, but I want our listeners to hear this. So Juan, do you interact with students often, and how do those moments impact your day? I recently watched you interact with a student and how you helped him address a concern that he had about a table being wobbly. But share with folks about how you interact with students and what that means to you.
Yeah, I really like that students feel safe coming to me for anything they want to talk about. Sometimes they talk about what they're going to have for lunch. Sometimes they talk about something that could be concerning as a table that needs to be fixed. Or, for example, this is a very good story that I love and I enjoy to say it every single time. When I got hired at Bridgewater, there's a kid that at the beginning he would only give me high fives. And that was for some time. Then it was fist bump. And then out of nowhere, he said, I want us to have a secret handshake. I didn't know what that was until he did all these handshakes all at the same time. And I I was just following the same thing that he was doing. Funny thing, now, after being at Bridgewater for a year and a half, this kid continues to come to me, and he says he wants his secret handshake every day.
That's cool. It's the creativity of kids is pretty amazing, and the fact that that shows that he trusts you, or that student trusts you to give you the multiple handshake piece. It's the it's the secret code, if you will. So, and that's a very common thing in elementary schools. Kids love to have that kind of creative greeting with the adults around them.
Yes.
That's super fun. Well, that's a great story. And so while you've been talking about, you know, the joys of the job, you know, every job also has its challenges. And so what are some of the tougher aspects of being a custodian, and how do you approach them?
I would say one of the tough things to do, it would be situations that come up. And as I'm doing my job throughout the day, I have to prioritize what needs to be done. The number one thing, second, third, and fourth, and it changes every day. It changes every day, and sometimes it changes every hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's the challenging part, prioritizing things as the day goes.
Yeah, how many days do you end the day with accomplishing all the things you thought you would accomplish at the beginning of the day, considering all of those, you know, you have at Bridgewater, there's more than 500 students, there's all the staff, there are all the families that are coming through. So what you might have prioritized at the beginning of the day goes a different direction most days, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, totally. A good example, it's in the winter when we're not expecting any snow. Then out of nowhere, you look outside and there's snow. And my priorities change because now I have to shovel right away and I have to throw salt on the sidewalks. And after that, then I can continue with my daily routine. But even as I go and I do my routine, it changes. Things that need to be fixed right away, I have to stop what I'm doing and go and fix it. Or if it's too cold in the building, I have to go and check the mechanical rooms, the mechanical equipment to make sure everything's working properly.
Are you saying when it relates to snow that weather forecasters are sometimes wrong?
No.
Okay. We know the answer to that one, right? Except for KYMN's Bob Matheson, of course. He's usually dead on. So, Juan, your work is crucial to our school's success. And so how does it feel knowing that you play such an important role in creating a safe and welcoming space for kids, families, and the community, and, of course, the staff?
Oh, it's I enjoy it. I love it because It's not just me. It's a whole team. It's without one department, the rest of us cannot do our job as we would love to. I see it like a village, and we all do it for the kids, because at the end of the day, the kids are what matter, because they're the future. They're the future, and we have to have the right tools, the right attitude, everything. We have to, how I see it, it's I want to be the best that I can in order to provide the best that I can for those kids.
Yeah, it's something I heard someone say recently is that one of the real benefits of working at a school is that we actually get to see the future unfold before our eyes every day.
Yes.
And I think that I knew that to be true, but I hadn't heard someone put it that way before, and it was something that was very meaningful to me. It sounds like that's also meaningful. You are seeing what kids can become in addition to who they are right now. You're seeing what they can become, and you appreciate having the chance to help influence that.
Yes, and a good example is, for example, we all have one teacher one staff that we all remember when we went to school. You know, we have Mr. or Mrs. that, hey, we were having a bad day, and they did everything they could to make us smile. You know, we always remember that one person. And it's the same way. It could be a different year. It could be maybe not elementary, maybe middle school, high school, whatever year, but they will remember because we remember right now. So obviously they're going to remember when they grow up.
Absolutely. For me, it was Nick Dugo, a high school social studies teacher in Watkins Glen, New York. Before that, it was Rory Kaminsky, a social studies teacher at the middle school in Watkins Glen, New York. So it's good how we remember those folks and how we are able to acknowledge that. And I think that that's really important. I appreciate you sharing that. So you've already shared a couple of these, but I just want to give you a chance. Do you have another favorite story or memory of your time working at the school? It could be at Bridgewater. It could be at the middle school, or even when you were working as an EA at the middle school during high school. Is there a moment that with a student, staff, or a staff member, or a special event you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I do have another story, and this includes every building I have worked at, because we make such an impact that, at least in my case, there has been kids, staff that leave notes at my office saying thank you for making me smile, thank you for doing this for me, thank you for cleaning my classroom. And I have a box in my office with all those notes, and I can go back, I would say, 3 years or so, because it's a small box. But I have those notes in my office, and I just keep adding notes every day whenever I get a note from someone saying thank you or appreciating or noticing what I did. I just put it right there. It's my little treasure box.
Yeah, it's something that's really important to school staff, because I think oftentimes, you know, people are taken for granted in our society. The services that our staff provide to families in the community, when it's going so well, it's kind of like an umpire in a baseball game, right? When the umpire is doing their job really well, most of the time people don't notice the umpire. It's only when they make a mistake, you know, it seems that people notice. And so I agree. It's so affirming when people take a moment. If you think about our busy society, when people take a moment to stop, and especially if they put something in writing to you, that is gold for school staff. And so if you're a listener and there's someone who has made a difference for you in our schools, I encourage you to, you know, get out a card or a piece of paper and a pen and write them a nice note, and not just tell them they do a good job, but tell them why they do a good job. I think, I don't know about you, Juan, but that's something that's been really important, that I've learned as a superintendent, is that people really respond well when it is specific positive feedback, not just you're great, but you're great because you do X, Y, and Z.
Yes, totally. Because it gives you a pretty good idea on what impact and how big of an impact you're doing on other people.
Yeah, totally. And that's what makes it all worth it, right?
Yes, totally.
So what has working at an elementary school taught you?
Working in elementary has taught me a lot of things. But I would say, I would say that it has shown me a side of kindness, a side of the sweet side of people that, like you said, sometimes we're all busy in our daily lives, and when a kid or staff thanks you and gives you a smile for what you do, it's priceless, because it's something that they're going to remember about you.
Absolutely, for sure. And that's that positive impact. Yes. That makes such a difference and help. I think it really helps spark kids belief in themselves, right? Yeah. In a lot of ways, when people around them seeing people doing good things for them. So that's awesome. I appreciate you sharing that perspective. So Juan, you know, if there are people who are listening to this who are thinking about, you know, applying for a job at the Northfield Public Schools, what do you think they should consider when they're applying for work at the Northfield Public Schools? What would you say to those people who are considering applying with the district?
I would say to do it, because it's a great place to grow. It's a place where you will learn a lot. Like, you learn every day. You learn how to do things. You learn, you could even learn things that you didn't know you were capable of. And you're like, oh, I guess, yeah, I didn't know I was able to do this. And look at me. I would say definitely do it. Do it, because you will have the right tools. And even, for example, in my case, when I don't know something, I can always ask other people for help. For the right tools, for their opinion, for their knowledge, because I consider myself that I might know things, but I don't know everything. And that's what makes this district a team, because what I might not know, someone else knows. And we all share our knowledge to make this district even better than yesterday, and the district be better tomorrow than today.
That's our what's next philosophy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So, Juan, I'm so grateful that you took the time to join us on the Doing Good Things for Kids podcast. I'm Matt Hillman, superintendent of the Northfield Schools in Northfield, Minnesota, and the Doing Good Things for Kids podcast is a monthly conversation with high-performing Northfield School District staff member just like Juan Trinidad, the head custodian at Bridgewater Elementary. So I want to thank Juan for being our guest today. I want to thank our partners at KYMN Radio for helping us produce this podcast. And again, thank all of you for listening. So have a great Northfield day.